PSM is 31. It is Layla here with Lily and Nivea. Today, the topic that we will be discussing is school fights and school drama. Can I get your opinion on the school drama, the beef? What do you know? What have you heard?
Hello, everybody. This is Lord Elise. My opinion on the situation firsthand was that the situation was really deep and it got heated because one of the girls, number one, she was standing where the eighth graders were supposed to stand, and girl number two and girl number three was also standing in that area. And then they had came up to her and they had started hitting her. And then the situation got out of hand when a little girl from the sixth grade was added into it. And how I felt was like really shocked. Because I didn't think that this was a situation that would happen, because our school takes great measures to make sure things like this doesn't happen. Counselors should have more time with the kids and have bigger breaks.
Definitely. I agree with Lily because she is right. We need more time with the counselors. I feel like counselors should spend more time with the kids, because when we have our little talks, it takes a little time to get everything off our chest. So we need like about 45 minutes or 30, because we only have like 20. And then sometimes the counselors pick us up late, which wastes our time too. So I feel like we should have like one period dedicated to counseling. And then the counselors should like at least pick up two groups or three out of the whole week. Because I know they don't spend that much time inside the room just thinking to themselves or on the computer.
My name is Shiggy, and I'm 12 years old, and I'm from 602.
And hi, I'm Angel from D7 Podcast.
Hello. My name is Ruben, and I'm from 601.
Hey, I'm Muhammad, and I'm in 601.
So today we're going to be talking about Ramadan.
So they were going to be talking about Ramadan and different theories.
So from March 11, it's Ramadan. So you guys know what is Ramadan, right?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
So Angel, Ramadan is when you have to, whenever you wake up, if it's after 5 a.m., then you can't eat nothing until sunset. Why are we celebrating Ramadan? Because first thing, because our God said so. Second thing, to feel the homeless, how are they like. And then the third one, you'll get good deeds.
Well, what's the name of your God?
Allah. So at sunset, we eat first. Who knows what a samosa?
Yeah, I do.
So it's like a triangle and it's bread, but there's a side of
it's like a pastelito.
Meat.
Yes.
It's like meat or potato, and we eat samosa. Yeah.
Samosa.
Dates.
What is dates?
Yeah, rice.
Dates
too.
So
I don't know.
It's like a fruit, but it's sweet. It's very sweet, and it got like long seeds in it. It's very good. You have to try it.
Wait, can I tell you something? I heard about something. I forgot the name. It was shash kebab. You ever heard about that?
Kebab? Yeah, shish kebab with a long stick with meat on it.
Yes,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
So good.
My brother made a song. Gonna hear it?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yo, you want me to make a beat?
It's Ramadan.
No, that was Kimikaze. That was Kimikaze.
Ramadan.
Can't do nothing wrong, but we read it and go on. Read it.
Hey, okay, I'm next.
Hi, so what do you want to talk about?
Okay, so Angel, can you tell us about a theory? Tell me what the theory.
Guys, one theory I got is that there was one period of time in baseball in the season that they were talking about that what the crowd wants. So what do you think the crowd likes in baseball?
I think they like home runs.
What about you, Shuki?
Like, I think they get hyped when they hit the ball with the bat. And when, like, you catch a home run.
All right, so both of you are right. Muhammad, you're right. And Sugar, you're right.
I think that the fans like home runs a lot. Because when the bases are loaded, like, in first, second, and third base, and when they hit the home run, it's a grand slam, and the fans like it. And we barely see grand slams in baseball.
So yeah, so this theory is basically about that in that season, since they knew that the crowd likes home runs, what they did was that the company that makes tools for baseball and stuff like that, so what they put in the bat, they put different substances in it, right? There's a black substance. I don't know what it's called, but it's black. And when you put it on the bat, it gives you more grip, right? So when you hold it, it's easier to hit a home run, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
So, Angel, you said that it gives you more grip. Mm-hmm. So, a player was caught with it. It was on his neck, and he, like...
He was Dominican. He was playing.
Yeah, and they saw it. They, like, saw it.
Then he got suspended.
Yeah, he got suspended.
Yeah, he was from Yankees.
I went there. Yeah, he was
Dominican.
See, I was watching YouTube on videos about baseball, about sometimes when people got caught cheating. And I saw a guy, he used steroids just so he could get stronger, so he could hit more home runs.
Barry Bonds?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we finish off with a beat? Real quick, hey, I look so fun. Hey,
welcome to D7 Podcast. I'm Muhammad,
and I'm Sita.
I'm Ali,
and I'm Ruben.
Today we're gonna be talking about the lunch foods in the school.
Yes.
So personally, for me, I think the lunch foods are horrible. What do you think about the lunch food in the school?
It sucks. No, it doesn't.
Then what do you think about it? Do you think it's good or not?
It's good.
Okay, so personally, I think they should put more money in the lunch food because most people just take what they want, some of the plate, just a cookie. They get all of the plate just for a cookie so they could just throw it out for no reason.
They should make sandwiches or fries or burgers.
Yeah, they used to make fries, as I heard from Brian.
Well, Brian's a liar. They don't make fries.
How are you supposed to know? He was here before you.
No.
Yeah, Ruben? What do you think about the lunch food?
I don't really eat it that much.
So I don't got much thoughts on it. So, Ali, you're next.
Ali, what do you think about the lunch food, sir?
Yeah.
It sucks. Why does it suck?
They keep adding the same thing. Like, nothing new.
Yeah, you're right.
They repeat everything.
Facts.
That's why I don't go to eat. Yeah, I just eat my own lunch.
Y'all know something?
What, capers and Oreos?
Y'all know a fun fact? See, in soccer... there's going to be a new blue card. If you get a blue card, you have to get off the pitch for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, me too.
Did you hear about it, Sito?
Wait, I got a question. What if the goalkeeper gets it?
Yo, he has to get out for 10 minutes.
So free goals?
No. Somebody
can be in the goalie for them. A striker, anybody.
No.
Oh.
But, yes. But if the 10 minutes are over, the goalkeeper has to play offside.
Well, no.
Yes. Yeah, the goalkeeper has to play outside.
No, duh.
The goalkeeper has to play striker or somewhere. That's why the blue card has the most like effect on a goalkeeper.
How do you spell the effect that you just mentioned?
E-F-F-E-C-T.
Yeah. Let's clap it up for Muhammad.
The girl never.
Yes.
So, Ali, I have a question for you.
Yes.
I heard that you were from Africa.
Yes.
I didn't know that. I just heard it, but I didn't believe about it. What city are you from in Africa?
Senegal.
Gambia?
AKA Senegal.
So, Gambia, how is it there?
Hot. Never seemed to cool.
Facts. That's the whole Africa. I'm not even going to lie.
Not for real.
But actually.
Wait, I got a question for you.
What food do you eat there?
Kaba.
What's kaba?
Rice.
What's kaba?
It's like a mango size. Like you cut half of it and you put some toppings and then there's some beetroots in there. It tastes good.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Muhammad.
Yes.
You're from Ghana, right?
No. Yes.
What is some food in Ghana that you like?
Rice.
Okay. What type of rice? There's
white rice. We all eat rice.
Oh, no, I'm just kidding. I don't like it. I like jollof rice.
Me too, bro.
Jollof rice?
Wait, clap it up for people. Okay, that's enough.
So, okay. Hey, guys, I have a question. When y'all grow up, what are y'all going to be?
Soccer player, dog.
Soccer player.
I'm gonna be a soccer player.
What if you're in college and you like fracture your ACL and you can't play soccer? What are you gonna do?
Personally, if I couldn't play sports, I'll be on the TV. I'll probably be a businessman.
Oh, whoa.
Businessman? So, Ruben, I have a fantastic question. What's your favorite video game?
Of Roblox.
Why Roblox?
Bro, just grind on the strongest battlegrounds.
Because you keep spamming? Yeah, Ali?
Bro, Garou's not a spammer, bro.
Just Ali go. Blox Roots. Same thing as Roblox.
Me. Roblox.
Me.
I've been grinding. I'm a spammer.
Yo, it took me 1 week.
Free Fire.
I'm max level.
I like Free Fire because I play it.
Personally, my favorite game is NBA 2K Mobile, bro.
What is that?
I got something to add. FC Mobile.
Me too, bro. It's so goated, bro.
Addictive.
I'll beat you.
Oh, I got a good one. Bootleg soccer games.
What is that?
Bootleg?
Bootleg, yeah.
What is that?
Fake soccer games.
Or basketball games. What is your favorite subject?
My favorite subject is social studies.
My favorite subject is gym.
No. Okay, let me change mine. My favorite subject is music. Music.
Oh, yeah, music is the best.
Yeah.
What drumming. About Ruben?
I like music because of drumming. What about you, Ali?
Only music.
Okay, so everybody likes the same stuff.
Who has a question here?
Who, Urban, do you have a question, sir?
Oh, who's your crush?
That's personal, sir.
That's personal.
That's personal.
Yo,
that's
I can personal. Tell you, but you have to promise not to say to anyone.
Promise.
Okay, yeah,
promise.
I promise.
Promise. It starts with a...
Just say it. We're not going to say anything. Pinky promise.
Yeah, pinky promise, bro. We're not gonna tell nobody, bro.
Trapeaky promise we're not gonna tell you.
Nah.
He was.
From Singapore. I'm sorry, bro, but I got to do that.
Yeah, I'm telling.
Nah. You said you promised.
I didn't pinky promise. The only pinky promise was Ruben.
But it was my middle finger.
So this was D7 Podcast. Thank you for listening and see you next time.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.